I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest Southwest Iowa news for Saturday, September 3rd. A Corning man was killed Friday evening when the car he was driving was hit broadside by a semi in Adams County. The Iowa State Patrol says 91-year-old Harold Mushap died at the scene of the crash, located at the intersection of Highways 34 and 148 just south of Corning. Officials said Mushap was traveling north on 148 in a 1994 Buick Park Avenue and had stopped at the intersection before pulling out into the path of an eastbound 2000 Kenworth semi, driven by 64-year-old Billy McCahey of Milan, Missouri. The accident happened at around 5:10 p.m. After the impact, the car and semi stayed together and came to rest in the eastbound lanes of Highway 34, blocking the traveled portion of the roadway for a little more than 4 hours. The semi driver was not injured in the crash. Thunderstorms bringing winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour may have been responsible for a power outage in Elkhorn Friday night and an accident on Interstate 80 near Avoca. The Elkhorn Fire and Rescue Department reported on its Facebook page at around 11 p.m. Friday that a large part of the community was without power. Officials with MidAmerican Energy were working to restore power to the community, and as of early Saturday morning, there was only one customer in Shelby County who was reported to be without electricity. Elkhorn fire officials said at the time also that there were no immediate signs of damage from the storms that passed through the area, other than a few tree branches down. Severe storm warnings were issued at around 9 p.m. Friday for southeastern Harrison, northern Pottawatomie, and southwestern Shelby counties. At 9:32 p.m., a 60-mile-per-hour gust of wind was recorded in Shelby. The Iowa Department of Transportation reported that at about the same time, a semi jackknifed on Interstate 80 westbound at the Avoca exit. A detour was established, and the road reopened to traffic about 90 minutes later. There were no reports of injuries. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued as well for Audubon, Carroll, northwestern Greene, southwestern Guthrie counties, and northwestern Cass County at around 9:40 p.m. The National Weather Service said a 60-mile-per-hour wind gust occurred just before 11 p.m. about 2 miles northeast of Guthrie Center, as the storms maintained their intense winds, having moved northeast out of Cass and Audubon counties. The superintendent of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School District says a fifth-grade teacher was placed on indefinite suspension with pay following an incident which allegedly occurred late last month in a classroom. The unidentified teacher was suspended as a result of something he said in front of his fifth-grade class. Parents met with administrators of the school district to discuss the teacher's behavior this past Thursday night. District Superintendent Dean Schnoes said the district sent a letter home with parents explaining the situation, but the letter didn't mention the specifics of the incident. Snow said he decided that the individual needed to be suspended until further notice. He said a concerned parent had called the Exira Middle School principal on August 24th. Amy Lyle said her daughter told her the teacher threatened to harm himself if the class wouldn't be quiet. She said her daughter was among 25 fifth graders in the classroom. Lyle said it was a full week before she learned of the alleged incident from her daughter. According to the girl, the teacher asked students not to tell. Snows said the students aren't in any danger. He said as part of the investigation, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office was called in to search for weapons, but none were found. No charges have been filed. The school district also had a counselor talk to the students the next day. Snows said the investigation is ongoing, and even when it's complete, he said he will likely have to consult with the school board before the teacher is allowed back in the classroom. The Atlantic Fire Department responded to a report of a possible vehicle explosion Friday morning at a local scrap metal recycling plant. The call about a fire at Frederickson Iron Recycling at 607 Sunnyside Lane came in just after 11 a.m. Fire officials say workers at the facility were working on a car that was being scrapped when a fire broke out. There were reports a small explosion, possibly related to a fuel tank rupture, could be heard across the street from the business. Workers at the recycling facility typically punch holes in a fuel tank before the vehicle is crushed or recycled to prevent such an incident. The fire was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. A pickup truck was totaled and its driver suffered possible minor injuries after the vehicle collided with a semi Friday morning in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials said 41-year-old Ronald Paul Lyons Jr., Beaumont, Texas, was transported to Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue following the crash at around 8 a.m. Friday, about halfway between Red Oak and Emerson. Authorities said Lyons pulled his 2002 Ford F-150 pickup off the traveled portion of the highway in a turning lane that would allow a vehicle to turn right off the highway without impeding the flow of traffic. As Lyons attempted to conduct a left turn, his truck collided with the center portion of a westbound passing semi-tractor trailer. Following the impact, the pickup ricocheted off the semi and came to rest in the ditch at the intersection of Highway 34 and County Road M37 or Box Elder Avenue. The driver of the semi, 47-year-old Jeffrey Arnold of Cahokia, Missouri, locked up the brakes on the cab and trailer. The truck and trailer slid across the intersection and came to rest on the pavement facing westbound. Arnold wasn't injured in the crash, but the 1997 Peterbilt semi he was driving sustained $5,000 damage to a drive axle and fuel tank assembly. The pickup, valued at $12,000, was a total loss. The sheriff's report did not indicate if any citations were issued. The state's Latino population grew by nearly 84% in the past decade. The U.S. Census Bureau has released a variety of detailed information about Latinos in Iowa. A county-by-county analysis shows 24% of the residents in western Iowa's Crawford County are Latino. Denison is the largest city in Crawford County, and the census shows 42% of the city's residents are Latino. There were other Iowa cities with a larger percentage of Latinos. 63% of the people living in the small southeast Iowa community of Conesville are Latinos, and more than 52% of the residents of West Liberty are Latino. About 42% of the population of Columbus Junction is Latino. And in northwest Iowa's Buena Vista County, the Storm Lake area, nearly 23% of that county's population is Latino, according to a 2010 census survey. And finally in the news, the Iowa Department of Transportation's Council Bluffs Construction Office reports road construction work on Interstate 80 between the Missouri River Bridge at the Iowa State Line in Council Bluffs and Cass County Road M56 or Exit 51 east of Walnut will cause intermittent lane closures in both directions beginning next Tuesday, September the 6th, weather permitting. The project is expected to be completed by late September. The DOT's Creston Construction Office says a median cable barrier installation work will reduce Interstate 80 to one lane in both directions between Dallas County Roads F-90 and P-58, or Exit 106 east of Earlham, and I-35, I-235, Exit 123 in Clive, and that'll begin next Thursday, September the 8th, weather permitting. Eastbound I-80 lanes will be open from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Fridays. Westbound lanes of I-80 will be open from 3 to 7 p.m. Monday through Fridays. Both directions of I-80 will be open from 3 p.m. Fridays until 9 p.m. Sundays. There is a 16-foot width lane restriction in the open lanes, and it's expected that project will be completed on November the 8th. The DOT's Council Bluffs Construction Office reports that bridge construction work on Interstate 80 between Pottawatomie County Road M16 or Exit 34 near Shelby and U.S. 59 Exit 40 near Avoca will cause lane closures in the outside lane beginning on Monday, September 12th, weather permitting. That project is expected to be completed by early October. And work on Interstate 680 between I-29 or Exit 71 near Loveland and I-80 Exit 27 north of Neola will cause intermittent lane closures in both directions beginning Tuesday, September 27th, weather permitting. That project is expected to be completed by mid-October. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.